based on how you buy.
Strangest email yesterday from a guy named Maurice Tanner, who writes, Doug, all this time I've been listening to your show thinking you were a black gentleman. I finally decided to visit your website and jumped at the blue eyes staring me from your header. Wow, are you married to a black woman? Or is there just some soul in your lineage?
Sir, I assure you, this is the whitest man you have ever met in your life.
I was ready to get jiggy with it.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, David Bowie.
Is that one of the options?
Is he one of the options? Since we were playing the song.
I want to get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon.
Die. Let me see here. I think it's Elton John. Die.
Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Coming up on 9 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. And today is a Monday, so get ready for your Monday. Doug is up, ready, and raring to go, making his trip across the country, stopping this morning in Memphis at KWAM. Has already turned in 2 rental cars.
What?
He and Charlotte, yeah. Charlie's not too happy with the rental car. So we got a couple of good
stories.
Maybe
he can borrow one from the king in Memphis.
So it's probably Charlotte. Charlotte's not comfortable in the front seat, so she's demanding a new car. So that's what it is. So anyway, stick with us. Doug will be right back from Memphis coming up on 10 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires over 66,000 each year are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from Sunheat are ideal for homes that put safety first. Sun heat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
11 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from, let's see, where am I? I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. Jennifer, where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, Dougie.
Hey, congratulations.
I know.
Richie, where are you?
I'm still in Washington, D.C.
We had a nice breakfast on Saturday morning.
We did.
Richie and Juliana, who is a hoot. She is a hoot. And Sean went to a little place after I got off the air on Saturday morning, and we had a nice chat. Juliana, I think I took to her and she took to me. I don't know if you want to pawn her off, Richie. She's going to need maybe four or five parents. I'm thinking in about 4 or 5 years.
She's a handful, man.
She's going to need four or five of something. I'm not
sure
exactly what.
She plays every, because she is so incredibly cute.
Yeah.
And just plays it to the hilt and knows it. And she she works Sean like, oh, man, she can play him like a fiddle.
Like a true woman.
It's so funny. Yeah,
all right, so we're at the studios of KWAM here in Memphis. I've been on the station for a long time. As a matter of fact, I can remember the last time I came here, which was where the old facilities were and actually old management and ownership and stuff. It's interesting to see how this, as well as so many other towns that I visit sometimes, fortunately more than once, are changing. Memphis is an amazing town in that it has for so long been known for Elvis, okay? So you got Graceland here, but St. Jude's, there's so much here. One of the things about today that is important, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I find it troubling, frankly, to listen to Al Sharpton and hear him complain over the weekend. Some of you may or may not have heard this. Some school systems have decided that wherein they had in past years a day off for Martin Luther King Day because there's been so much snow in December. Some school systems have decided to have school today to make up the day. If you've been listening to me with any degree of regularity over the years, you know that I believe that we ought not to have all these holidays, President's Day, Veterans Day, the idea, even Memorial Day, that can be a little dicey in terms of interpretation. But certainly Martin Luther King Day and Veterans Day and President's Day, school ought to be in session so that we can learn about these people. Who's going to be conducting, classes is the right word, but who's going to be dealing really seriously with the issues that were presented by Martin Luther King Jr.? I don't know. You know, Al Sharpton says we ought to have these kids at home so they can spend the day talking at home about Martin Luther King. Is there anything more asinine than that suggestion? The reality is kids are at home. They're playing basketball. They're playing whatever it is. They go to the mall. There isn't anybody who's thinking about Martin Luther King, whereas if you're in a school atmosphere, you have the makings, the workings of being able to figure out what this guy was all about, and he was one of our most important Americans. Certainly,
Sean actually read me his Martin Luther King Jr. poem last night that they had to read in school. They get a poetry book every week, and there's two or three poems they have to do with whatever's going on in history or whatever, you know, Columbus Day and all that stuff, Thanksgiving. And so they had the Martin Luther King, and he loved reading it, So he read it to his mom and I last night,
Yeah, well, but remembering back to when
you ever
try
to rhyme with Martin Luther King Jr., though?
Say again, Richie?
You ever try to rhyme with Martin Luther King Jr.? Not easy.
There once was a minister named Kingster. So, Jennifer, what do you remember about Martin Luther King in terms of your studying him when you were in school?
I think we studied him, even though we had the day off, we would study him around the holiday, whether it was before the day off or after.
But what did you learn? What do you remember about him. What did you grasp? What have you learned that you will never forget about Martin Luther King other than I have a dream?
I think I was very taken with studying about Martin Luther King because I couldn't believe that someone would face adversity and just stand up. I mean, he was the true definition to me, I think, as a kid, of an American, because he was able to stand up and make a change, and he changed a system and a way of thinking.
Right.
And I was always taken with him.
Who did not like him or denigrated or were trying to denigrate him would come up with all the stories about his womanizing and things that were distractions from the message. Some people think they took away from the message. I never did. I always wondered why there weren't more people around like Martin Luther King, as a matter of fact, and it didn't make any difference what color his skin was. I grew up in a colorblind family, and I grew up in a community that was pretty colorblind and still is. So I don't have the same questions about Martin Luther King or about why black and white. I have, when I get into a situation where I'm thinking about gas bags like Al Sharpton and them using all of this stuff for their own gain, that troubles me. But you stand aside and you push that aside, and hopefully that doesn't become the message of the day, even though I've already used his name three or four times in the last 4 or 5 minutes. He doesn't represent what Martin Luther King really was all about. And Martin Luther King, the reason I said that is because Al Sharpton represents a divisiveness and anger.
Nobody's going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize.
No.
Right.
But Martin Luther King represented the best of pretty much everything that you can think of. Maybe, again, the stuff about family and whether he had dalliances don't take away from his words. He wrote, "And one day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? When you begin to ask that question, you're raising questions about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth. When you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy." And I'm simply saying that more and more we've got to begin to ask questions about the whole society. Martin Luther King talking about racism and poverty and capitalism and other big questions. Some of these questions have been answered to a certain extent. Certainly the opportunities for black people in America or scratch black people. The poor people, and I think that there is a separation now. In his time, 40 million poor people, I don't even know how many would fit into that classification. And what do we consider poor? 800-510-8255. Ever think about that, Richie? Who do you know in your life who's poor?
Poor?
Yeah. What does that mean? What does the term poor mean?
I don't know. I'd have to classify poor. Certainly when I go to Colombia, I see poor.
Right. Okay.
But here in the United States, most everybody, I have some relatives who aren't very well off and, they need a little help from time to time. But
How do they get the help? They
go out and work, or I guess they have people help them, but it's
families.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they all kind of chip in. The kids kind of help the parents, and it was
not. Jennifer, do you know anybody who's poor?
Well, in my family, I'm the poor one.
No, but you have home, a car.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
How do you consider anybody who drives a Lexus poor? Come on.
That's why I'm poor.
Seriously.
No, I would say that we don't. In my family, my mom's side is definitely there is a little bit. But they all have houses and they're struggling working people. So they're
poor
not
people
poor.
To me don't are have people who have no money,
right.
No home, no food, no clothing. Those are poor people.
Right.
If you have clothing on your back.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
If you have the ability to work, if you have a place that you can stay, if you have the ability to get around, you have your health and you are not poor. You use the system to make excuses for why you are not. See, the system gets used. We drag all that stuff out. And that's what's sort of inappropriate, it seems to me, in our definition of who's poor. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Use as directed.
I was at the radio television correspondents' dinner, and the president had just spoken in Washington. I went out of the dinner room and into the what I thought was the men's room. It was the ladies' room.
That's a good place to miss.
As a matter of fact, I think I saw Barbara Walters with her pants down, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that. Hello, you know? Dudley. Welcome to the women's world.
That face you make. Your guys are old to your lies.
Having fun with Doug Steffens, good day.
Feeling broken, barely holding on. But there's still something so strong. Somewhere inside me, and I am down, but I'll get up again. Don't count me out just yet. I've been brought down to my knees, and I've been pushed way past the point of breaking, but I can't take it. I'll be back. This is far from over. You haven't seen the last of me. You haven't seen the last of me. They can't say that.
You haven't seen the last of me from Burlesque. Best original song, winning the Golden Globe last night for Best Original Song, Clivers, that is. The Best Drama, Social Network. Best Comedy, The Kids Are All Right. That's for Best Comedy Musical, I guess, combined. Best Actress in a Drama, Natalie Portman for Black Swan. Have any of you seen that?
I haven't. It looks really dark.
Chucker did, our movie guy, and he says it's fantastic. Love
yeah,
it.
But I've heard it was very dark.
It is, right. Yeah, and Chuck.
What I want to see is The King's Speech. Firth won Best Actor for that. Best Actress... Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right. That's something also that I wanted to see, and I didn't. You probably see it in a hotel room now or on a plane pretty soon. Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical, Paul Giamatti, who is really one of those actors that is underplayed, sort of. His presence, you feel his presence all the time, but he doesn't have the same rap that a Christian Bale has, who won, by the way, Best Supporting Actor for The Fighter. I would concur with that. to the point of it being annoying that he was that good in it. His role, the character he plays, very annoying. As was the case with the best supporting actress, went to Melissa Leo, who played the fighter's mother. And best animated feature was Toy Story 3, yada, yada. But in terms of actually having a message, the fighter's got a strong message. I guess The Social Network has a strong message. Are we getting the King's Speech has a strong message? Are we getting to the point where message movies are more important than just entertainment? We don't seem to be wrapping ourselves around just movies for the sake of going to the movies and having some fun. It's all about some kind of message. Apparently nobody agrees with me.
No, I do.
I was just sitting here thinking about True Grit.
Oh, yeah. I like True
that
Grit.
That didn't get, there's no, you, there are no awards, it's not up for anything in terms of the Oscars. And I don't know if it was up for anything in terms of the Golden Globe.
I thought it would be, but, you know.
The girl, they're saying the girl could get an Oscar nomination, actually. And
no,
she was
not,
great.
She was not nominated.
No, but they said that she could have, that she should have, probably.
Well, yeah, but she didn't.
But there was no, I mean, what was the message, you know?
What, like, True Grit?
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't just entertainment like going to a Schwarzenegger flick or something like that.
No,
but,
well, those movies never win.
No. But you're talking about the difference between some deep movie with a deep underlying message.
Is that
message.
What it takes? We go through this every year. You go to the Golden Globes, the Choice Awards, the Oscars, and the ones that people go to see.
Right, fun movies
for the most part,
win anything.
Are avoided. Well, The Social Network wasn't fun.
Although Red was nominated last night.
Who was nominated?
Red, with Helen Mirren and Bruce Willis, the action hero.
Oh,
action
yeah.
Movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
And that actually wasn't a bad movie. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Everything is A-okay. It's Monday. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I end up coming to you from the studios of KWAM. K-Wham! We discovered something. Bob Kay, who is my traveling compartment?
Your traveling compartment.
That's a little scary.
You can store your luggage in here.
Who always goes on these trips with me as my general mangler. He arranges the trips and gets us lost. He is very good at that. Every day we'll get lost. Almost you can count on it.
Let me guess, because Bob has the cool app or whatever on his phone to be able to tell you.
Well, we have a car. We've rented a car that has GPS in it. He says, nah, I don't want to use that. I got my own little what's-this here. And so we've had all these technical conversations already about me, whether I should get an iPhone or a Droid or whatever it is. And I said, well, you go find me what it is that I need. He says, absolutely not. I'm taking no responsibility for this because when it doesn't work or you can't make it work, you'll be climbing all over me. I'm not doing it. So we'll leave it to Richie or to Clay, but I am going to get one of these. I have to get either. The iPhone appealed to me because Verizon is going to be supplying at least the connections starting in March, and you could order them in February. Whether I don't like Verizon, I don't like any of these outfits. But you almost need to have. I feel like it would be much easier if I'm on the road. For example, this trip, this road, will bring me from Memphis today to Stevensville, Texas tomorrow, to El Paso and KTSM on Wednesday, up to the Kiva in Albuquerque on Thursday, down to KNTR in Lake Havasu on Friday, and back through Las Vegas and into L.A. So I'd like to have and this is what Bob's great at because he's got his thing to do. We can do a road tour on video. And so when I'm able to do this on my own, it should be pretty easy, actually. So whether I have a Droid, because that's already hooked to Verizon, or Bob says it's better, it's easier. Blackberries, who knows?
It's not better and not easier. Bob
sure
doesn't
is.
Know what he's talking
oh,
about.
Bob doesn't. Well, we understand that Bob doesn't know what he's
These
talking about.
These people who are touting Droids have never
he's
owned
telling,
an iPhone.
Right, he's just telling
have
me
you
that
owned
I'll
a Droid?
Be happy.
My dad, my brothers, my friends, they all have Droids.
All right.
And they're all very nice.
If we're going to play that game, then my
they
mom and all my friends have iPhones, and I still like my Droid better.
Yeah. All right, so we'll figure that out. And we also realized Bob and his genius said every station we're going to visit this week has a K in front of it. because we are west of the Mississippi.
Yeah, you guys, like, hauled it early on.
I was with Richie on Saturday morning in Washington, then drove across, picked up Bob at the airport late yesterday afternoon. And so here we are. Today we'll drive down to Stephensville, Texas, have some time there. Charlotte is doing, as usual, her wonderful job of guiding me.
So why did you turn into rental cars?
Well, Hertz, which is from Hunger, and I absolutely ought to know better than renting from Hertz. But I can't. Enterprise I like. I go through my favorite way of getting a car is with vroomvroomvroom.com. You hear me talk about them all the time. They're in the friends box at the Good Day Show website because they have been they're great partners. They have a great business. They understand what it is and why it is that people would use their service. They are they're synthesizers of information. So they have basically this program which searches. You put in where you want to go, where do you want to rent the car. I started in Boston. I want to end in Los Angeles. So I put that in. In 14 seconds, I had the comparisons of all the major companies. And I've usually been choosing Enterprise because I think that their service is better for the most part. They get it. Not always. They're not perfect, but they get it more than Hertz certainly does and Avis and Thrifty and National and Alamo and all of them. They're just the old companies.
And I like them, too.
Like dealing with American Airlines or United versus dealing with JetBlue and Southwest. Okay, that's the basic bottom line. And so but Enterprise won't rent a car that's a one-way across the country. And my choices were limited to Hertz and Alamo and Avis and I forget what the fourth one was. So I went with Hertz because I could get the best car. It looked like the best sort of a deal. And so we started with, I wanted a full-size car, and I was going to take a Mercury or a Lincoln, and I couldn't get one of those when I started, so I took the Chevy Impala. And as I left, there is a warning sign on the dash, right rear tire, tire pressure low.
Uh-oh.
So I go back to the place, he fills it up, you're fine. All right, drive 300 miles, light comes on again. Stop, fill it up. It's down to 10 pounds pressure, supposed to have 30. So I put 30 in it, keep driving another 300 miles.
So you got a leak.
The light. Yeah, it's got a leak in it.
Right.
It's got a nail or something in it. So I'm not going to change the tire. I just kept putting air in until I get to Memphis here, and then I went to the Hertz place at the airport, and I dropped it off. The guy gives me a Nissan something or other. And a nice fellow running the airport, but he's obviously over his head. Place is like madness. It's madness there. And so he just wants to get me out of there. So he gives me, I think it's an Altima. Altima's got 59,000 miles on it. I drive it out the road. It's shaking, shimmying, pulling to the right. Car's dirty and smelly. So I go back and say, you know what? This really doesn't fix the problem. Give me the newest car, please, that you have. So he finds another Chevy Impala.
I hate those Altimas anyway.
That has only 8,000 miles on it and has all the bells and whistles, satellite radio, GPS, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here, you can take this. So meantime, we've changed everything out of the two cars three times now. I get out on the road, and it's got a vibration in the front. And I'm thinking to myself, these people just don't get it. Yeah, they're looking for cars to tick me off. So I'm driving it now. I'm going to turn it in probably when I get to El Paso because I got to hustle. But it just, you know, this is the kind of service. This is these people scratch their butts and they wonder, why is it that people are going to Enterprise? They're going to Enterprise because it actually cares about what it is. What's your problem? How can we help? I remember the last time when I rented from Enterprise when I was in Chicago, three weeks ago? When was I in Chicago? I was in Chicago for a day for something. And I rented a car and it was dirty. And so I said to the lady, gee, I'm surprised Enterprise would send a car out there. Well, we're really busy today. We'll give you 10% off because you're driving a dirty car. And whenever you say anything to them, what can we do to make this better? And they'll always either give you a free rental, a free upgrade, free this or that. And you know what? It doesn't really cost them anything, and it keeps the customer happy.
Right.
It's just smart. It's like anybody doing business, no matter what the business is, whether it's me, radio, I'm here at KWAM. What can I do to help the people that own the radio station? How can I make myself more valuable? How can we make the program better? How can we do something to help you? And the good, smart people, when I was driving through Nashville yesterday, I called Dave Ramsey, who didn't answer his phone, dearest surprise. But I was he's really the only broadcaster other than the folks that run KWAM that I know, even though we're on four or five stations in Tennessee. I haven't visited them, but I just thought I'd take a shot at finding Ramsey. And then I thought, and I left him the message. I said, I thought you might be in your office catching up on things, but then I just remembered it's Sunday and you're probably in church. So he'll call me back today.
and tell me whether he was in church or not. It's a very interesting place. We find ourselves in a community and in a state that is growing by leaps and bounds. You know, you hear all the stuff about the jobs going overseas, yada, yada. Well, here, because it's an easy right-to-work state, more companies come in. You see the truck factories, the car factories. You see all of I stayed overnight, Saturday night, Richie, when I left you, I stayed overnight in Knoxville, which is the first city that you come to when you come into Tennessee. Big, long state. I was really kind of taken back. I thought Knoxville is this little community. My God, it's a metropolis, booming metropolis. And then you drive across, you hit Nashville, which is halfway across the state, and then you end up in Memphis, which is on the corner of the state as we head south down toward Little Rock and into Texas today. But it really is, the travelogue gets me to see what's going on, gets me to talk to people. And that's really, I tell you the story because it is what any good business does. And I'm not saying, oh, there's Doug, the great businessman. But I understand. I think I told the story on the air of Neil Bortz and Sean Hannity, didn't I? Did I tell that story on the air or off the air? Richie.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know if I remember either, no.
Hannity and Bortz was telling me the story when we were at the, and I don't mean to be a name dropper, there are very few people who do this for a living, the national hosts, so we pretty much all know each other. And we get along.
Is this the one where you're a better host, but I'm a better businessman?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell it again.
I didn't. So Hannity and they both have played opposite one another for years. When Bortz left WGST, they hired Sean to replace Bortz, and Bortz went to WSB, which is a big, the big powerhouse station in Atlanta, and he was just starting to get syndicated. And Hannity, after he'd been at GST, went to WABC, and then he got syndicated up there. But they maintained a friendship. They've been friendly rivals. They really are friends. And as most of us are, I mean, again, there are very few people who do this successfully, so we all kind of know each other. I'll tell you, every time I see Dave Ramsey, he is the most gracious, friendly. He goes out of his way to have a chat about stuff, just, talking to each other about. We don't call each other on the phone. We don't visit that way, but we're cordial, and Sean's the same way, and Bortz. But Bortz is kind of different because he and I have known each other for a long time, and he coveted one of my, he always used to tease about flirting with my girlfriends when I bring them around. So he and Hannity have this conversation all the time because Bortz's ratings, wherever he is, always better than Hannity's. He pretty much to the station does better than Hannity, beats him in the ratings because, frankly, and this is no slights to Hannity, Hannity's show is not that exciting. Bortz is pretty good at stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And so the two of them, when they were talking, Bortz says, I don't understand this. My ratings are better everywhere, yet you're making a lot more money than I am. And Hannity looks at him, and I can see his wry smile. He says, you're a better talk host than I am, but I'm a better businessman than you are. Yeah. And Bortz will be the first guy to admit that he doesn't really he doesn't care about much of anything. He shows up, does the program, and leaves. So it's interesting, the dynamic. And I would say to you that Ramsey is one of those guys who works it, who understands you have to do something more than the program, and thus his success. He's on KWAM here, where I am in Memphis. He's on a lot of the same stations I am, probably many more so. It's probably, in terms of compatibility, Richie, of all of the hosts that are around that we share stations, I'm going to bet I'm on more stations with Ramsey than probably anybody else in terms of, where.
Yeah, that's a good fit.
Yeah, it is a pretty good fit.
Bristol Palin's probably going to be like that, right?
Bristol Palin is, I don't know if she's going to take that job in Tucson or not. She went to Tucson. She kind of moved out of the headlines because of obvious things going on in Tucson. By the way, in following that, is there anything new? Now the focus seems to be on whether this kid got lost in the system or not, and people are still sort of blaming his parents, which I don't blame. The parents certainly bear a great deal of responsibility here. But I can hear the lawyer now. The lawyer's going to say because the system failed Loeffner, he is a victim.
And the parents are going to sue. The parents are going to sue.
Yeah. Who are they going to sue?
The state.
The state, are they? Yeah. Okay, so there we go. And therefore, this thing drags on forever and justice is not served.
I feel like the state should be suing the parents almost.
Well, but the parents.
Somebody's going to be suing the parents.
Defining what parental responsibility is remains to be seen. All right, so we're covering a lot of ground here. I do want to spend some time talking
about Martin Luther King Day and the things that have come out of Martin Luther King's life. I think that's appropriate for us to share some of our thoughts. So we'll do that. While I'm in Memphis also, I want to talk about this high school here where there are like 90 girls who attend the high school who are pregnant.
Did you hear about that? It's crazy.
Wow.
It's really... All right, but you know what? I'm betting that even though the attention is on Memphis for that, you could find a high school in every large city.
Well,
or every
Boston we were talking about 3 or 4 years ago, right, where there was that club.
Right, yeah, right. So, come on. I mean, the story is important, I guess, because it's come to the surface now. But this sort of thing goes on, unfortunately, all over the place.
Almost become a badge of honor.
Right, yeah. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Clay Cohut is here. Doug Steffen at 14 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called vacation ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
800-510-8255. Just to sort of update you on this story that Jennifer and I were talking about, the schools in Memphis today opened to discuss what's going on with Martin Luther King Day, but they also are trying to deal with this story from one of the local high schools. The young students and young mothers, 90 girls who attend this high school are pregnant or have already had a baby this year. This is something that is going on everywhere, and you wonder, okay, so what's the story? It isn't any different here than it is anywhere else. That's the problem. This is an epidemic. 51 after.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
46.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's a rare moment when we aren't of service to the community that we serve. Rich, have you noticed that? We are here to serve.
Absolutely.
On your service. Wait a minute. At your service and on your side. You got to get the flavor right of that told.
And on your iPhone.
Yes, and on your iPhone as well. You have an iPhone, an app for iPhones. And so I was silly yesterday asking Bob about apps. Bob doesn't even know, by the way. Bob Kay, who's my general manager, didn't know we had an iPhone app because he doesn't have an iPhone. He says, why do I care whether we have an iPhone app or not? Because I don't have an iPhone. So what's the comparable way of getting, this is the audience asking the question. Well, but we don't need one because you have the TV, or we have the radio. Bob, bring that in here for a second, will you please? I want to discuss this before we go to the...
No.
Yes.
You still need an app.
Yes.
You still need an app.
I'm talking about the way that we use the droid and can find radio. We would, yes, last night at dinner, Richard.
Right, but it's not dedicated to you. There's 2,000 radio shows on that app.
Dedicated to me. When you put Doug Steffen in, how do you do that? You put Doug Steffen in...
Search for Doug
Steffen.
Right.
And what comes up are all of the stations. Every radio station. We have hundreds of radio stations.
Right.
And CRN is there, which serves, by the way, not to blow smoke in your ear, Jennifer, but the audio quality of the CRN feeds better than most of the radio stations.
What I hear.
Very good. Yeah.
While you're doing that, I've already pressed my Good Day app on my iPhone.
He's already pressed his Good Day app on his iPhone, and he got it a lot faster than you did. So,
mine's open.
Says Rich.
Because it's a dedicated app.
Here's his intelligent intellectual response to you. That was Bob's response to you. All right, let's get to some more technology. It's the 17th of January, and the question before us from Alex, our technology tailor, do you know about the new tool that helps keep you from wasting time on the Internet? Like we just wasted time. Yeah. We saved the time by having the app. So, but there are these things you can develop, Clay, right? You can develop apps for the droids and for other technology beside the iPhone.
Yeah, you're saying like time saver applications or like Good Day applications?
No, Good Day application. I want to have a Good Day app for the droid. We can have that the same as we have a Good Day app for iPhone, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we ought to work on that. Meanwhile, Alex is here to try to tell you how to find this tool that will help you keep from wasting time on the internet. It's coming right up on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Research shows that the internet is the great distractor for most people. You're working, then you click over to check the weather or the news really quick, just a little break in between tasks or projects, and all of a sudden you've read the news, you've shopped, you've visited Facebook, you've checked your bank accounts, and you've chatted with a friend or two over Skype. Oh, and 90 minutes have disappeared. Don't pretend like it doesn't happen to you. It happens to me. To combat it, I've been using a little $10 program called Freedom. It literally shuts off your internet so that your computer becomes a productivity tool again. Imagine that. You launch Freedom and tell it how many minutes of freedom from the internet you want, and your access is shut off. At the precise moment your desired time passes, the internet is back on. If you want to cheat, there's only one way, but it's purposely inconvenient. You need to reboot your computer. Freedom is available for Windows PCs or Macs at macfreedom.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Is always the way to find me, no matter where I am around the country. Not a bad deal. You'll be happy to know, Jennifer, that the woman who sued the TSA, her breasts were exposed in a pat-down.
Mm-hmm.
She sued the TSA. The suit has been settled.
Oh, very good. I was worried.
Really? How much did you get for exposing your breasts to the TSA?
Well, apparently it was not. One of the things that they agreed to was that they wouldn't tell. Not show and tell time. she was embarrassed. She said, "I just wanted to make a point, so there's no discussion of how much money." TSA made her agree to that and agree that they were wrong. 59 after on Good Day.